Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lights Out Pride, Delusion, and the Fall of General Electric is a business history and investigative account by Wall Street Journal reporters Thomas Grida and Ted Mann. The book examines how General Electric, once one of the most admired and valuable corporations in the United States, moved from industrial dominance to deep decline over the course of several decades. It focuses especially on the leadership era after Jack Welch, when Jeff Immelt inherited a sprawling conglomerate shaped by financial engineering, aggressive targets, and a culture that often favored appearance over operational clarity. Rather than treating GE's collapse as a simple market accident, the book explores how management choices, accounting practices, organizational complexity, and strategic overreach interacted to weaken the company. It is both a corporate cautionary tale and a case study in how pride and institutional self-deception can distort decision-making inside even the most respected enterprises. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how GE's Welch era created a culture that prized financial optics over real strength. A central idea in the book is that GE's decline cannot be understood without looking at the habits built during Jack Welch's long tenure. Welch made GE a model of managerial discipline, shareholder focus, and constant performance pressure. But the same system also encouraged short-termism and an intense fear of missing expectations. The authors show how this culture helped elevate the company's stock and reputation, while also normalizing aggressive targets, internal competition, and a belief that results could always be engineered. That mindset mattered because it made later problems harder to see and harder to admit. When a company becomes used to proving itself through financial performance rather than operational transparency, leaders can start managing perceptions instead of businesses. Lights Out argues that this was not just a stylistic issue. It shaped the organization's incentives and narrowed the range of acceptable truths. GE did not simply become too big. It became too practiced at presenting strength, even when the underlying industrial business was becoming more fragile. Secondly, Jeff Immelt inherited a flawed machine and repeatedly chose the wrong fixes. The book places significant attention on Jeff Immelt because he inherited both GE's prestige and its accumulated distortions. Immelt is portrayed not as the sole cause of GE's decline, but as a leader who failed to correct deep structural weaknesses and often compounded them with his own strategic choices. The authors trace his attempts to reposition GE after shocks such as 9/11 and the financial crisis, but they argue that his responses were inconsistent and overly optimistic. Instead of simplifying the company decisively, Immelt often tried to preserve GE's vast scope while adding new ambitions, including digital transformation and software-oriented reinvention. Those moves reflected a common corporate temptation, the belief that a new narrative can compensate for weak execution. The book suggests that Immelt's problem was not just bad luck, but poor judgment under pressure, especially his tendency to make large promises before the organization had the capability to deliver. This makes his tenure a study in leadership under inherited complexity, where change is necessary, but superficial modernization can delay more fundamental reform. Thirdly, GE capital and accounting practices concealed the fragility of the business. One of the book's most important themes is that GE's apparent stability was partly manufactured through financial engineering. GE Capital, the company's enormous financial services arm, played a major role in the illusion of strength by generating profits that could support the corporate image even as industrial performance became harder to sustain. The authors explain how complex accounting, selective disclosure, and earnings management helped smooth out volatility and make the company appear healthier than it was. This mattered because investors, employees, and executives were all responding to a picture that was incomplete at best and misleading at worst. The book does not reduce everything to accounting fraud, but it does show how institutional habits around reporting can delay recognition of structural weakness. Once leaders become dependent on managing numbers, they may ignore whether the underlying business is actually becoming more productive, simpler, or more resilient. Lights Out uses GE to demonstrate that financial opacity is not merely a technical issue. It can become a governance problem that allows small weaknesses to accumulate until they become existential. Fourthly, complexity turned from a source of scale into a barrier to accountability. The book repeatedly returns to the problem of GE's size and structural complexity. For years, the company was celebrated as a diversified conglomerate spanning industrial equipment, aviation, power, healthcare, finance, and more. In theory, that breadth gave GE resilience and flexibility. In practice, the authors argue, it made the firm increasingly difficult to understand, measure, and manage. When a company contains too many moving parts, leaders can struggle to know which divisions are healthy, which are masking losses, and which deserve capital or attention. That problem becomes worse when internal reporting systems are designed to preserve confidence rather than reveal weakness. Lights Out treats complexity not as a neutral trait, but as a strategic liability once it exceeds managerial capacity. The book also shows how complexity can protect weak decisions from scrutiny, because no single person sees the full picture clearly enough to challenge the whole structure. GE's eventual unraveling is therefore presented as a lesson in organizational design scale is not automatically strength. And diversification can become an excuse for avoiding hard choices about focus, accountability, and simplification. Lastly, GE's collapse became a broader warning about pride, governance, and corporate truth-telling. Beyond GE itself, the book frames the company's fall as a warning about how elite organizations can become detached from reality. The authors are interested not just in bad decisions, but in the social and psychological forces that let those decisions continue. Pride is a key theme because GE's leaders often behaved as though the company's history, reputation, and technical sophistication would protect it from consequences. Delusion appears when leaders and boards begin believing their own public narrative, treating temporary recovery stories as evidence of long-term health. The book also highlights the importance of governance, because a powerful company with a celebrated legacy can still lack the institutional mechanisms needed to force honesty. In that sense, Lights Out is useful for readers far beyond GE. It shows how large organizations can reward confidence more than accuracy, and how that reward system can outlast visible warning signs. The book's broader value lies in making corporate decline intelligible as a human and institutional failure, not simply a financial one. In conclusion, Lights Out is best suited for readers interested in business history, corporate governance, leadership failure, and the inner workings of large conglomerates. Executives and managers can learn from its detailed account of how strategy, incentives, and organizational culture can distort judgment over time. Investors and analysts will find value in its explanation of how accounting practices, complexity, and financial engineering can obscure real performance until problems become severe. It also offers strong material for students of management and journalism because it combines rigorous reporting with a clear explanation of why GE became so difficult to fix. What makes the book stand out among corporate decline narratives is its combination of insider access, investigative detail, and structural analysis. It is not simply a biography of one CEO or a chronology of bad news. Instead, it shows how a celebrated institution can train itself to avoid reality, and how that habit can survive changes in leadership. Compared with many business books that lean on broad lessons, Lights Out is grounded in a specific, historically important case with wide relevance. It is especially effective as a cautionary study of pride, complexity, and the dangers of mistaking financial appearance for operational health. If you would like to support Thomas Grieta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.